How much time we got before we get on?
None. Start talking.
Wait, I got a poem.
Okay.
If you have the blues on wash day, don't you think it's time you tried a wonderful, glorious product that goes by the name of Tide? T-I-D-E, Tide.
From Hollywood, Procter & Gamble's Tide, the largest-selling wash day product in America, proudly presents the Red Skelton Program. With Red Skelton, David Rose and his orchestra, singing stars, the Four Knights, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Martha Wentworth, and John Holbrook will be me, Rod O'Connor. They say we copy those we like, and it's true. Because now that our clown for Procter & Gamble and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer is working in Fred Astaire's new Metro movie, Three Little Words, whom do you think has suddenly become interested in dancing? Red Skelton.
Hi, Mr. Fred. How do you feel?
Good morning, Mr. Skelton.
Yeah.
And if I do say so myself, I feel as fit as a fiddle.
Fit as a fiddle?
Yeah, a little high strung.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worried...
Alive or kinescope?
I worried all night about what kind of an automobile to buy.
Huh?
Yes, I just can't decide between the hard top or the open type of hearse.
Well, your purse?
Yes, sir. The only kind of a car to drive in this California traffic,
yeah.
You feel more at home after the crash.
Yeah. Well, I thought you were smarter than that, Fred. I wouldn't spend my money like that.
What do you do with all your money?
All of my money? Oh, you dreamer, you. Haven't you heard? This is 1950. All I do is take my paycheck, sign my name to it, and send it to little old Harry. Thank you, Republican. We've been looking for you. Where have you been? Hey, they finally caught those two guys.
Who?
They voted for Wallace. Say, hand me that quick magazine there, will you? I
want to
glance through it real quick.
Yeah. Say, I see here where they're replanting the lawn at the White House.
Oh, really?
Yeah, did you know that the first president to plant grass there was Lincoln?
Really?
Yeah, he planted Kentucky bluegrass.
What are they using this year? The Missouri pendergrass? Look, I'll read this. I'll let you work on that if you want. I'll read it myself if you don't mind.
Oh, certainly. Mm. But don't get too interested. You have an appointment to take your dancing lesson today.
Oh, really?
I'm glad you're becoming interested in dancing.
Yeah.
I was once with the ballet, you know.
Oh, I was too?
Oh, yeah?
I sort of ache to go back to the ballet.
Oh.
Sort of a ballet ache.
In fact...
Don't get him a-laughing. You'll never hear the rest of this.
In fact, I brought some theater pictures of me in tights.
Huh?
Would you care to see them?
Well, I have to look at them. You got them right under my nose.
Look, here I am in tights.
You must have been. Oh, I see.
Well, what do you think?
I'll tell you right after the autopsy. This is the only guy in the world that was expelled from the Charlie Atlas school, you know. He made the muscles look bad.
Oh, and here's another picture of me on the stage.
Yeah?
Saying, look who's in the box.
Grandma Moses is a little girl.
Well, yes. Well, anyway, dancing is good for you.
Really?
I used to do every dance known.
Really?
Say, do you remember the Big Apple?
Remember it. I see it go up and down every time you talk. You with us? You know, dancing has really changed since your day, you know. A guy used to walk up to a girl and say, pardon me, may I have this next wall? Now they come up and say, come on, worm, let's wiggle. Oh, somebody's at the door, and if it's not Rod O'Connor, I don't know radio.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Connor.
Well, hiya, Skinny Pants. Where's the Fred Astaire of Pismo Beach?
Oh, he's waiting for you to drive him to the dance studio.
Come on in here, fat boy.
Hey, look, I'll drive you to the studio, but you're not talking me into taking any of those lessons.
Why not?
You're not really going to study ballet.
I certainly am.
I thought you gave that up when you were a kid.
I did, but I'm going back. Hey, remember that dancing partner I used to have? The silly dress she used to wear. An inch above her knees.
Well, all ballet dresses are an inch above the knees.
Yeah, but her knees were only 4 inches above her ankle. Boy, what legs with fins like her, she had to dance in bowling alleys, you know? She wanted to be a bubble dancer, but she had buck teeth.
Well, what did that have to do with it?
Huh?
What did that have to do with it?
They were big, sharp buck teeth.
I wonder whatever happened to her.
Well, she's working in the burlesque show now. She really does a fan dance the hard way.
How's that?
Got a feather on a yo-yo. You know, now that I think back a little, you look kind of silly dancing yourself, you know, when you went to school.
Oh, I don't know. I could have been a good dancer, but for two things.
What, your feet?
See, I remember my first recital. I did the dance of spring. I hit a bump and busted my spring.
You know, my uncle died dancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he went to a square dance in a roundhouse and went nuts trying to talk to a girl in a dark corner. Say, we're going too fast for you. Let it snow.
Well, you know, dancing has played a big part in your life, hasn't it, Rick?
Yeah, boy.
You met Georgia to dance, didn't you?
Yeah, what a crummy dancer I was. Seems like it was only yesterday, you know. Gee. Whoop. Sorry.
It's okay.
Nice dance, isn't it?
Is that what this is? You know, you're very light on my feet.
Oh. Well, I've never danced this badly before.
Oh, then you have danced before.
Yeah. How do you like this step?
You do a lot of roller skating, don't you?
Well, I'm sorry.
That's all right. You always dance this way?
No, sometimes I move my feet.
Well, move them off mine.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you doing now? Trying to put your feet in my shoes?
No, I'm... Oh, gosh, I'm just so clumsy.
Now what are you doing? A new step?
No, I have to walk this way. My belt just broke. Well, thanks for the dance.
Oh, it was nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Just send me some foot pads for Christmas.
May I have the last dance?
You just had it.
What's your next number? This, I was known as a toe dancer in those days, you know.
Did she ever dance with you again?
No, we just sat there and listened to Dave Rosen's orchestra play Holiday for Strings.
Thank you. Here's a brand new Tide Miracle. Now with Tide, you can get your wash sparkling clean without rinsing. That's right, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you don't have to rinse. Here's why. Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. So when you wring or spin dry your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes come out clean, white, fresh. They dry soft and fluffy, iron easily, smell sweet and clean. Yes, I said clean. You know how clean Tide has always washed your clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product you can buy. Now, we want you to try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Why, it's unbelievable how bright, fresh, and clean your clothes will be. And think of the time and work you save. So try it. Remember, the Tide that's on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Well, if you want me to drive you to the studio, come on.
Okay. Hey, go see who's at the door while I go get my coat and hat.
Okay. Yes?
Well, here I am. On the shores of Stromboli. You lady of the house?
Oh, no, I always look this way after a hot shower. You know who I am, Clem. Now, what do you want?
Well, I'm delivering Red Skelton's Christmas tree. See, I just found the place. You didn't give me the address. Where shall I put it?
Well, you can't bring in it here, that beaten-up thing.
Well, how about you? Would you like to buy a tree? I'll give you a good price on him. 45 more weeks and she'll be rolling around again. Sure. You know, if you buy them now, you can get them for the ones that ain't been picked over. Of course, those on the truck are a little cheaper. See, you know, those were left over from Christmas before last. Well, sure, the funny thing about my business, you know, was good up until Christmas, and then bluey, the bottom fell right out of it. So now I can't even give them away. Of course, I blame the Republicans.
You know, Caniddle Hopper, I believe your head is growing to a point.
It is?
Yes.
I told Ma to stop cutting my hair with a pencil sharpener.
You know, you could be the village halfwit.
What's that?
I said you could be the village halfwit.
I got news for you. I could take care of the whole state.
How did you get so stupid?
I got connections in Washington.
Look, Clem, I'd like to help you out.
Well, that's mighty neighborly of you. Now, these spruce trees are $2, and that fir one, I can let you have that one for $1.
Okay.
Well, I made a joke there.
Yes, I know you did. What have you got for a quarter?
Nice hairy broomstick, I guess.
Look, I don't want to buy a Christmas tree. Besides, oh, these things are dead.
Dead? Should I send flowers, maybe? Well, don't let them brown needles bother you. You can have that tree painted for any color you like, you know. Mm-hmm. I'll give you a bargain on that tree that's already decorated there.
Which one?
That California Christmas tree.
That's an orange tree.
It is?
Yes.
Well, I thought them bulbs were a little juicy.
Look, Clem.
Yeah?
Come around next Christmas and I'll buy a tree then.
Oh, well, how would you like to buy some perfume? I made it myself. It's called DDT. Drop dead tenderly. Here, smell it. Smell it.
What is that stuff?
Sure loosens up your head, don't it? Phew, I think I got too much of the essence of cabbage in it today. Well, you put that behind your ears and them spiders will fall right out of their webs.
Look, Clem, why don't you get lost? I don't want to buy anything.
Well, will you help me start my car?
All right, come on.
Okay. I'll just throw this tree in the back of the truck here.
What kind of a car is that?
This is an Eisenhower. You never know if it's going to run or not. Here, I'll crank it for you. I'll crank it. It ain't funny, but it wakes you up.
Well, you've got it started. What do you want with me?
Well, the motor's kind of heavy. Help me put it under the hood, will you? There we go.
Hey, Lamont!
You said it.
Pick up my teeth, will you? Come on, O'Connor, if we're going to go to that dance studio.
Say, how come we're taking my car?
Because mine's in the garage. Hey, I got to get myself a new car. This thing I got is so old, when I bought license plates this year, I had to get an upper and lower plate.
Well, there's the Fred Astaire School of Dancing.
Yeah, hold on to your wallet. Here comes Polly the Panhandler.
Well, I see she's still wearing that beat-up old fur coat.
Yeah, that thing's getting a little prematurely bald, isn't it? Last time she sprayed it, a moth looked up and says, "Thanks for getting me out of my misery."
Howdy, gents. You remember that five you loaned me last week?
Yeah.
Well, it sends its regard from Santa Anita. So you don't happen to have a cork tip cigarette butter on you, do you?
No.
If you happen to have a cork, I'm so desperate I'll smoke anything.
How about a herring?
Oh, yesterday on the bus I tried inhaling the loose smoke. Now my T-zone feels like an X. Say, you don't happen to have a match on you, do you?
No, I got a cigarette lighter.
Oh, sorry, Buster, I can't fix my teeth with that.
Say, Polly, doesn't it hurt your pride begging for things?
Oh, it sure does, youngster. In the good old days when I was a sound picture star, I never had to ask for things. Men were always showering me with gifts.
You could use a shower right now if you ask me.
Oh, would you believe it if I told you I once had more cars than General Motors?
Yeah.
Now all I ever ride in is a station wagon. And the boys down at the station are so rude to me. So you don't happen to have a sewing machine on you, do you? I see I got another run in my sweat socks.
You know, Polly, I'll bet underneath it all you have a heart of gold.
Oh, well, then what am I standing here for? Let's go hock it.
Say, Polly, don't you have any relatives?
Oh, I got a brother. He's in San Quentin. Oh. But he'll get out the first.
First of the month?
No, the first chance he gets. I'm baking the cake now. Say, you wouldn't happen to have change for a $20 bill, would you?
No, all I have on me is a $20. All right, give it back.
Don't get your wallet in an uproar. I was only smoothing the wrinkles out of it. Okay. Here. Now, when your boy Harry gets it, he will think you're untidy. Say, you wouldn't happen to have a rabbit's foot and a ticket to Stromboli, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, here comes my bus. I gotta run the other way. Those passengers would love to get their hands on me.
Hey, look who's getting off of that bus carrying a guitar.
Well, the Four Knights. You know, those guys are ready to sing at the drop of a hat.
Well, let's drop our hats and hear Crocodile Tears, huh?
Crocodile tears, each time they fall, somehow I know, mean nothing at all. Whenever I find you're not sincere, you hide behind your crocodile tears. Turn your morning off anytime, anywhere. As long as you can cry, you don't care. Now you're telling those lies down through the years. With just your eyes and crocodile tears. Hey, your heart will break and you really want to cry. You'd better hang your tears out to dry. You're gathering hearts like souvenirs with just your eyes and your crocodile tears. Oh, big blue eyes and your crocodile tears.
Everybody's talking about the new Tide Miracle. Now, with Procter & Gamble's Tide, you can get clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. Yes, without rinsing. You see, Tide gets the dirt out of clothes and keeps it suspended in the sudsy water. When you wring your clothes, the dirt goes out along with the wash water. Your clothes are white, fresh, clean. Yes, clean. You know how clean Tide washes clothes with rinsing. Cleaner than any other washing product known. Now, try that same wonderful Tide without rinsing and compare the results. Your clothes will be bright, fresh, and clean. And you'll save time and work. So buy Tide. And when you do, remember this. Every package of Tide now on your dealer's shelf will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. That's right. The Tide on your dealer's shelf right now in the same familiar package will wash clothes dazzling clean without rinsing. So try Tide today.
Tide.
There'll be no gambling in the studio. I just dropped a whole handful of money. Did you? Say, you sure you don't want to come in and take ballet lessons and learn to be graceful as I'm going to be?
No, you go ahead, Twinkle Toes. Hey, look who's coming out of that dancing school. Cauliflower McPug. Hey, Cauliflower! Cauliflower!
What's that, bud? Mike on me?
Over here, you punch-drunk numbskull.
Hey, what's the idea of speaking to me out in the open like that, Twin? You gamblers are all alike. You want to fix a fight? Let's go up a dark alley. Come on.
What's the matter with you? I'm not trying to fix a fight.
No, dude.
Why are you so nervous? Have you ever fixed a fight?
Yeah, a gambler wanted me to lay down in the second round in a fight I had in Cucamonga last week. I'm a big draw up in Cucamonga. The guy wanted me to lay down in the second round. Hey, that's a pretty tough thing for me to do. You see, I never went that distance before. You ever see me fight, boy? You ever see me fight? Was I a colorful fighter or am I a colorful fighter, huh?
You passed out when your opponent shook hands with you.
I know, but wasn't I colorful?
Say, what were you doing in that Fred Astaire's dancing school there? Taking dancing lessons?
Yeah, I'm learning how to waltz. It makes me look good in the ring, see? Yeah, look at my footwork. You want to see some fast footwork?
Well, go ahead.
Hmm?
Go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? I'm so fast, you didn't see it. You didn't see it, huh?
You're gone, brother.
Huh?
You're gone.
Oh, no. I'll quit before I get like those other guys, you know. They start hearing them bells and birds, you know. None of that stuff for me, boy. None
you
of
don't
that
hear bells?
Me, no, sir. But I wouldn't like to wring that robin's neck. Listen to that thing, sir. Dang, you know, I would answer the phone, will you?
There's no phone.
No phone, huh? Mm. Say, speaking of colorful fighters, I fought a guy the other day that was really colorful. He's covered with my blood. That helped a little bit. They call him the horizontal kid, they call this guy. My manager kept yelling to me, stop some of them punches, stop some of them punches. You know, managers are nuts. There wasn't one punch got by me. You know? I said to this guy, you're yellow. I said to him, I said, you're yellow. Yeah. He was yellow, I was black and blue. Best I was, boy, you know. The referee said, hey, California, watch that door hitting below the belt. Well, now that puts me at a disadvantage, you see. So I said, there's a funky little bird. Now, how about that? Now, that bird hears that coming. They heard that cat coming with that bell around his neck, and he just sits there and sings. Now, how do you like that?
About that fight.
Oh, yes. I said to this guy, and I said, you got to watch me now. See, I tip him off because I got a strong sock. In fact, I got two, one on each foot. Get that bird off of my shoulder, will you? Here, care for good humor? He's huh? Coming. Yeah, I said to this guy, go on, hit me. Let's see what you got. Let's see. Go on, hit me. Yeah, I'm feeling him out. I said, go on, hit me.
Well, did he hit you?
I don't remember. Yeah, even the nurse at the hospital wouldn't tell me the guy's name, you know.
Well, did he hurt you much?
Oh, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. You see, my jaws are still wired together. You see? Boy, a flock of them moving that dog. Oh, listen, the cry of the wild goose.
You know, you're really gone.
Yeah, come again?
I said you're really gone.
I can't hear you. That fire bell's making too much noise.
And you say that you can't live without brains.
Don't you believe it, kid. Somebody's trying to scare you, dog. Woo! Boy, it's a fine time to be taking cymbal lessons. Hey, you want to see some guys that are really punch drunk? Come down to the gymnasium. Bring a pretty girl with you. That's when they go nuts, you see. They see really? A pretty girl, and they start swinging back and forth on them trapeze, doing all kind of fancy stuff up there.
Well, what's wrong with that?
There's no trapping, not giving I'll see you later. I got to do a little road work. I got to do a little road work.
You're in training?
No, I'm on a road construction gang.
What do you do?
Well, you know those big cement machines?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it takes usually three or four guys to handle one of them things that lays the cement, you know, ordinarily three or four men to run one of them machines.
What do you do?
Well, as soon as the cement is laid and dried, I hold a bucket of white paint and my wife paints the line down the middle of the road. Well, I'll see you later. My trolley's coming. Come, Bertie. Come, Bertie.
I wonder who the ambulance is for.
Please, gentlemen, hurry with those stretchers.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Fifi LeStumble, the dance director. One of my students just tried to leap in the air and do a pirouette. Such stupidity.
What happened?
As graceful as a DC-6, he made a 3-point landing. Chin and both elbows, right in here, Jeff.
Oh, my leg. Leg. Oh. You got time to rinse out a few things.
You didn't break your leg.
I didn't. Then how come it bends both ways?
Thanks for being with us, and until next Sunday.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying more and more of the Wash Day Miracle Tide.
Tide is dirt out, T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now for beautiful natural softness, exciting natural sheen. Don't just wash your hair, condition it with new dream.
It's here, a shampoo that conditions your hair. Conditions your hair to natural softness, natural sheen. It's new dream shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. No other shampoo has this new beauty conditioner. It's an exclusive cleansing agent found only in Gentle New Dream.
Don't just wash your hair, condition it with New Dream.
New Dream Shampoo, now with beauty conditioner. Try it.
Next Sunday for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. This program is a copyrighted feature. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.